Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. I do appreciate it very much. Hour three is upon us. Paul Anders joining us now, president and CEO of the National Western Stock Show. Paul, thanks for taking time out of your day to join us.
You bet, John. Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate it. So, all right. So we know that this past year, you know, because of COVID and everything going on there, Stock Show was canceled, which I think a lot of folks were sad to see. What's it looking like for 2022?
Oh, we are full steam ahead, my friend. We are ready to go. We're going to celebrate the grand opening of the new stockyards, which will be a historic event. And we also celebrate the groundbreaking of the first building that will come up at the new National Western Center, known as the Stockyards Event Center. So this will be a historic year, and the great rodeo that accompanies that, and the trade show, and obviously the livestock show and the horse show, we could not be more excited.
Okay, so where is the new event center going to be in relation to where everything's at now?
So if you can imagine where the yards have been.
Yep, no, right where they are.
Yeah. So the new event center will be inside the yards, as you know, it has been in the past. We've always had a show arena down there and an auction arena, and that's what that will be. So it will be coming up right in the center of the yards so that our exhibitors will have the ability to both show their animals and auction their animals in that same arena.
Awesome. Okay, so I know a lot of folks are out there thinking, okay, 2021 was canceled. I guess I'm just going to lay it out there because I know other folks are thinking the same thing or asking the same thing. Your decision, City of Denver's decision, or a combined decision?
You know, it was a joint decision by both our board of directors and all the health officials that we were consulting with. Really, it was a 4 to 6 month process of looking at data. You know, we're a show that draws 700,000 plus people that are going to be in very close quarters, both inside and outside. And so, really, when you think about the airflow and all the things at the time COVID were impacting even greater than today, now that many of us have had vaccination shots, it really was the responsible decision was to postpone our 115th show to 2022. And that really was a joint decision between us and the officials and the health department and the government.
How did the, you know, your exhibitors, the constituents, if you would, you know, how did all that work out for you guys? I mean, this had to have been a costly decision. I'm sure there were folks that, you know, that even looked at that, and you know, there were nonprofits. You know, a lot of the 4-H. You know, we all know how this works. I mean, a lot of the things that get auctioned off, that stuff goes to charity. It helps kids, helps with education, helps with the ag industry. How was all of that received?
Well, I'll tell you, all of us were heartbroken, right? I mean, nobody wanted to postpone the National Western Stock Show. So the kids that normally show here, the kids, you know, they're heartbroken, just as my staff, I, and the board are, as well as the citizens that come to our event every year. The good news is, you know, we're supporting 110 students right now that are going to school across the country, mainly in Colorado schools, but some Wyoming schools, for scholarships in agriculture and rural medicine. And every one of those students is getting funded at the exact same levels they were funded at every year that we've been following them in college. So there is no impact to those students and the scholarships they're on from the National Western, even though we did not occur this year.
Nice.
So that we're very proud of. But, you know, it's been a struggle. We're, with our complex being closed since March, we're definitely bleeding money right now, and we're a nonprofit, as you know, also.
Yeah, and like a lot of other, you know, businesses, you know, going through the same thing, and I want to make sure I say these things correctly because I know these are tough things on all ends. When it comes to that, I guess question is, what other things do you guys do throughout the year to try to offset some of those expenses that you have going on? You know, for example, I know that, you know, there's some car stuff that happens. I'm a car guy, so there's some car stuff that happens. The Sabre swap meet happens there typically this time of the year, and I know some of those things have also been canceled. Is that also impacting some of that?
Absolutely. You know, John, we do 200 events a year at this complex, of which we manage. And, you know, we rent out the facility to people that are making a living doing events. So it has impacted us significantly, not having, certainly Stock Show is the behemoth, but besides that, not having the boat and, you know, try the RV travel show, the dog show.
The hot tub show. I mean, on down the line we go, right?
Right. All of those things are events that drive revenue for our nonprofit that are able to keep us sustainable throughout the year and keep, you know, all my staff employed. Without those, I've had to lay off 60% of my staff. Wow. We're down to just 40% of us pre-pandemic. And that's really hurt because these are family members for us. So,
right.
So we're desperately trying to get the venue back open. We're obviously going to follow all the rules. We don't want to be the bad apple out there and get somebody you know, sick in here and so forth. So as quickly as the rules can be lessened and we can open up this complex, it will help drive us to the 2022 Stock Show.
Another bold question, which, you know, I've asked a lot of folks, and again, being kind of the business guy that I am, had the past administration come out early with COVID and even potentially passed some sort of a bill or law that would have gone into effect that would have protected businesses from lawsuits regarding COVID, do you think that would have changed anything as to where we're at today, not only with you guys, but other types of event centers around the country?
Boy, I'm not sure that would, because the threat of a lawsuit for someone catching COVID either at the National Western Stock Show or at one of our complex event was not the driving force of the decision not to move ahead.
Okay.
You know, the driving force was the health and security and safety of the general public. And, you know, if you haven't been to Stock Show lately, you can walk around our grounds and find out that there are a lot of the people that are here that are above 60 years old.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, because they're very passionate about keeping their streak going.
Yep. No, that makes sense. No, so, I'm sure these are questions that, you know, I mean, if I've got them, I know there's listeners out there that have the same. And, you know, I was a part of what went on down there in the Hall of Education for a very long time with a business I had back then. So, very familiar with, you know, the surroundings and the close quarters and, to your point, the ventilation and the different things that are happening along those lines. So, no, I appreciate what you're saying and appreciate your honesty. When it comes to all of that, what's the future plans for, you know, the complex? I mean, I know the old arena, you know, that's on the south side of the road there has been there for a very, very long time. What's the future plans when it comes to all of the grounds and what's happening there?
You bet. The National Western Center redevelopment is in high mode, and you know the city is the builder, and they've already laid out all the infrastructure for phases 1 and 2. And in phases 1 and 2, John, and your listeners will want to hear this for sure, that would include the new yards and the new Stockyards Event Center, which will open in 22 here at the January show. And then we're in design right now on the new Livestock Center, which will change forever how livestock are exhibited and presented in America, frankly, because it will be the state-of-the-art cattle show / livestock show exhibition area in the country. And then we will have a state-of-the-art equestrian center that comes up very nearby, and that will be another one that will put us in the game where we've never been able to get in the game for national and international equestrian exhibitions because we just haven't had the facilities.
Right.
So Denver's about to become, frankly, the epicenter of agriculture and entertainment right here in great old Denver, Colorado at I-70 in Brighton.
Right on. Can you stay another segment with me, Paul? I got more questions for you if you can.
You bet. Happy to.
All right, Paul, hang tight. Again, Paul Andrews, President and CEO, National Western Stock Show, is gracious enough to join us today, and I appreciate his time greatly. American National Insurance is next, and my good friend Paul Leuenberger would love to help you out with all of your insurance needs. He'll give you a free quote, tell you whether you're insured properly or not. Call him today, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance will make you financially whole. Losing your home or vehicle in a disaster will leave an emotional impact, no matter how much insurance you buy, but it doesn't need to hurt you financially. John Rush personally knows homeowners who have ended up in bankruptcy because they didn't have proper insurance. Even after their houses were completely destroyed, they still had to make mortgage payments. Imagine trying to find a new place to live while still paying a mortgage on your old house, which no longer exists. The same thing has happened to vehicle owners who continue to make payments on totaled vehicles because they didn't have enough coverage to make them financially whole. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, will make sure that even in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
A good shop, folks. If you have an accident of any kind, go there. They'll get the vehicle fixed to above original equipment specifications because that's what they do. It's a good shop. And they're a direct repair facility also for a lot of insurance companies, which is to their advantage also and yours. But if you need anything when it comes to a collision, give them a call today, 720-541-7697, or find a good shop online at klzradio.com.
As modern vehicles become safer and more technologically complex, collision repairs also become more specialized. You need an auto body shop that looks to the future, investing in the tools and training they need to fix your vehicle properly. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop have earned OE certifications for brand names like Subaru, Ford, and many others, ensuring you get the parts and service recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. After a collision, you want to get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition, which means you want the original parts from the manufacturer, not aftermarket parts. Al and his team at A Good Shop continue to earn new OE certifications all the time, so they can have access to all of the databases and software that come directly from the manufacturer. Your insurance company does not recommend auto body shops based on their certifications. Take control of the quality by choosing a certified auto body shop. Schedule an estimate with A Good Shop now at klzradio.com/collision.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, welcome back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Paul Andrews, President and CEO of the National Western Stock Show, with us today. All right, Paul, I got a few more questions for you. And again, appreciate your time so much. I know that, you know, if I have these questions, and I've been out there a ton. I mean, I spent a lot of time out there, so I know a lot of the sort of ins and outs of it. But if I don't know the answers, I'm sure people listening don't either. So next question I have for you is I-70 construction. How is that and or will that affect the show and the facility?
Boy, I'll tell you, it's right outside my window as I'm talking to you, and I think they're flying along at a great pace. Last I checked, they're going to be done somewhere in 2022, but I believe the Brighton interchange should be done by Stock Show 22. So that will be a major benefit for us. And we also have a new road we're cutting in at the kind of just a little bit east of the river that's going to be the new National Western Drive. And that'll be a huge advantage too, especially for our exhibitors that are coming down here. So I don't foresee any major problems with I-70. And I tell you, I think they're doing a great job out there.
All right, next, how is your relationship or what is the relationship in regards to the city of Denver? I know a while back there was, you know, talk of the show moving to Aurora. I know Aurora was really, at least according to public news, I should say, you know, Aurora was really courting you guys to come out there. How did all that work and what made you guys stay in Denver and what's that relationship like?
Well, I can tell you, Mayor Hancock has been just tremendous. He stepped forward back in 2011 when we were looking at all options, one of which would have been out by the airport, and said, trust me, I think we can get enough money and fund right there on the historic ground that you've been since 1906. So give us a chance to do this with you. And the board and I said, you know what, you're the first one that has told us, boy, we're fired up. We want you right here at I-70 in Brighton, and we can expand the complex. And so We went forward with him in a handshake deal, and now have turned it into a great partnership. We're very, very fortunate to have the city support, and I can tell you I don't think our relationship has ever been stronger with the city of Denver than it is right now.
Do they have, Paul, any input into the day-to-day operations and what you guys do? I mean, I think there's a lot of misconception that, you know, there's even at times maybe some strong arming that goes from the city to you guys. And again, you're here to dispel some of these things and even some of the myths that surround this. So, you know, you just talk openly and tell us. I mean, do they have any influence whatsoever?
Absolutely not. And in fact, not only do they not have influence on how we operate the National Western Stock Show, John, we have in our 100-year agreement with them, which is known as the framework agreement that we signed a couple years ago, there is a specific language line in there that states that no politician and no government entity can influence how the National Western Stock Show comes off every year in January. So we control our show start to finish. Certainly, like anyone, people that don't like something, they call me, they email me. One of them could be a politician. I certainly will take their call.
Sure.
But by no means will any decision be influenced by a political person for the National Western Stock Show for the next 100 years. I assure you that.
So along those lines, again, I think there's misconception out there, and you talked about this earlier in regards to the nonprofit, the organization itself. Talk about the structure, because, again, I don't think folks really understand how that works, and most listening probably just learned today that it is, in fact, a nonprofit organization.
Yeah, we're a 501c3 that was founded on agriculture education back in 1906. And we're very proud of that. We're when you come to the National Western Stock Show, and you know we're governed by a board of directors, has 17 people and me, and then it flows down to the staff from there. But when you come to the National Western Stock Show, one of our primary goals is to make sure that you are understanding where food comes from. Too many of our youth, John, do
Agreed.
Not understand
yep.
when they go into King Soopers,
That's right.
that food doesn't magically appear there. There are
right.
hardworking Americans that are out there on ranches and farms that we all need to recognize and celebrate, because America is the greatest producer of agriculture products in the world by far. So we celebrate that, and we try to educate the urban consumer that this is how your food is produced, and these people are working on all our behalf, and we're thankful for that. And so really, education and agriculture, and then again, as I said earlier, our net proceeds from all of our trust events that fund our scholarship trust go to support 110 students right now in school across Colorado and Wyoming, and we're very, very, very proud of that.
Do you see a time soon where some of the events and things will get back up and running? I mean, what's kind of the scuttlebutt around that? And again, not looking for anything specific that we would hold you to, but what do you see along that front?
Boy, I'll tell you, with some of the loosening of the dial there on the COVID, you know, we can almost get up to 100 people a room, 175 a room. You know, in our expo hall here, that's starting to get us back to events that we can do. Shoot, even next week we have a horse show coming in here that can be in our event center. We can't fill the building for it,
right.
but at least we can have some people compete that have been sitting on the sidelines for a long time. So I'm hoping that the dial keeps ratcheting back as more people get vaccinated. And I don't know, if you read the tea leaves, John, it sounds like maybe August or September will be close to herd immunity, if you believe some reports, right?
Right, and, right.
And or at least the people that are going to take the vaccine will have taken it. And so maybe, knock on wood, we can get back to seeing people in an arena at more than a 20% clip. You know, for us to frankly make sense of what we do during Stock Show, I got to be able to fill that arena.
I agree.
You know, I just have to.
Yes.
To pay those cowboys, to
yes.
pay the animals, to pay the horse show people, I got to have a full building.
Agreed. Last question, and again, I appreciate your time, Paul. We'll have you back again. I've really enjoyed this, and you know, all the different things that go on through the year. You're welcome to come back anytime and talk about some of those things. But you know, kind of maybe a loaded question. You answer it however you want. But what do you feel is the biggest myth or misconception about the National Western Stock Show?
Well, I'll tell you, bar none, it's that somehow animals are being mistreated here. And I can tell you that both the rodeo people as well as the livestock people that are raising these animals, whether you're a competitor in the rodeo, I mean, the misconception right. in the rodeo is somehow the animals' genitalia is being irritated to make them buck.
No.
That couldn't be farther
from
the truth.
No, that's right. Not even close.
No, and then the livestock producers, these are $100,000 animals. They're not.
No, these things are treated, they're treated better than some humans.
There's no doubt about it. And remember, the animals in our show, a lot of them end up going into the food chain to show
right.
the cycle of life, right? And they're a steak at Del Frisco's one day. Well, that we all appreciate and love, and so those are some of the misconceptions. But I assure you, animal care and use is top priority here. We do not stand for any poor treatment of animals on this site, and we never will.
Oh, and I've been there enough over the years where I can vouch for everything you just said, Paul. And I've known a lot of the individuals that are there, some of the folks even that you're talking about. I've known them firsthand, and yeah, everything you just said, I can vouch for that. Last question. What's the biggest complaint that you seem to get year after year from not that end of it, but outside of what people think happened with the animals? What's the biggest complaint you get?
Boy, it's parking all day long, John. Okay. People want more parking around here. Now, I'm hopeful that with the commuter rail stop that now is open here at the National Western, you can just hop on the train downtown. So if you connect into it from whatever part of Denver Metro you're in, you can easily just take the commuter rail line out here and not have to worry about parking. But bar none, the biggest complaint we get every year is there's not enough parking.
Paul, I'll leave you at that. And again, I know you're tight on time. You got other things going on. I appreciate you taking time out of your day. And as I said, you're welcome back anytime. I've enjoyed it, sir.
Well, keep fighting the good fight out there, John. I appreciate your show.
We'll do it. Paul, thank you very much. Again, Paul Andrews, National Western Stock Show. And by the way, folks, I don't know the website because I don't think you need to. If you Google it, you'll find it right away. It's pretty easy. And again, they have a lot of other events that happen throughout the year, 200-plus events per year. So be checking that out. We'll be talking more to Paul, and I appreciate him joining us as he did today. Extreme Auto Repair is next, folks. And whatever you need for your vehicle, they're there for you, ready to take care of your vehicle, maintain it, fix it, repair it, whatever it needs. And don't forget, they can tow it in if needed. 303-841-1071. Find him at klzradio.com.
The most frustrating part of getting your vehicle repaired is not knowing what they're charging you for. The team at Extreme Auto Repair has nothing to hide. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair and Parker want you to understand what's going on with your vehicle so you know how to prioritize your spending. They'll always be transparent because you're the one spending money. You need to know what's wrong so you can focus on the most important repairs first. Just ask, and they'll be more than happy to take you back to the service bay, open up the hood to show you what's going on, or hand you the part that's not functioning. Their philosophy is, why hide it? You might not know what to look for on your own, and the bill makes a lot more sense when you can actually see the part. Plus, you'll feel better knowing that they're not charging you for services you don't need. Take a look together. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
Flesh and Beck, Kevin Flesh would love to help you if you're in need of an attorney. The other side's not handling what they need to. You're not getting represented correctly. You're not getting the money you need. You're not being made whole. That's where Kevin comes in. He's trial-tested, trial-ready. Kevin Flesh, FLESCH, 303-806-8886.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, offers a free consultation because he doesn't want the cost to stop you from talking to a lawyer. Suppose you had to pay a few hundred dollars for your initial consultation with Kevin Flesh. Instead of having a productive conversation, you'd be worrying about the money the whole time. Then, suppose you don't retain him. You realize you don't need his services after all, so you wasted your money. It's too much pressure. Kevin wants you to feel comfortable talking to a lawyer without the distraction of a fee. Call Flesh and Beck Law now at 303-806-8886 and schedule a free consultation with Kevin. He'll be able to tell almost immediately whether or not you even have a case. Kevin always tells people honestly when they shouldn't hire him, so you'll leave the conversation better informed without wasting your money. Talk to KLZ's personal injury attorney for free at 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law.
Register now for a free retirement planning workshop with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial at the Littleton Cafe. Dinner included, Thursday, February 18th at 6:30 p.m. Sign up now at klzradio.com/money.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And again, a special thank you to the folks at the National Western Stock Show for joining us. Paul Andrews, President and CEO, I do appreciate that and felt, very open, honest discussion there, and I appreciate that. Again, there's always misconceptions when it comes to things like that, and I appreciate him coming on and really kind of setting the record straight on certain things. Ari Hoppen joining us now, and he's a political analyst, associate editor, and Seattle correspondent for the Post-Millennial. Ari, thank you. Is it Ari or Ari? Am I saying it right?
Oh, it's all good. I get that all the time. It's Ari, though.
Ari, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it very much. All right, we talk about it a lot here. It seems to be almost a daily thing, and that is just COVID and where we're at and the damage that I'm a small business owner myself, and the damage that it's done across the country. To me, it's a sin in and of itself.
100%. I used to own a business, and now it's gone. It was an event rental business, and there was really no reason for us to shut down. The governor sent me multiple orders ordering me to shut down. When I didn't comply, I kept operating because I could do it safely and make sure that my employees were not at risk, make sure my customers were not at risk, and they kept sending me letter after letter after letter, so I just started ignoring them. But the problem is, after a while, when you've scared enough people, you run out of customers, and that's what eventually happened to us. Luckily enough for me, we managed to survive the worst of it. But then when we came out the other side, we said, how much longer can we really keep this up for? And the answer was we couldn't. And it's not safe to have a business, which the governor can just come in and shut down anytime he feels like it. Tell me why grocery stores are essential, but our business is not. Meanwhile, you can have Amazon Fresh delivered to your house. You can have all these grocery stores delivered.
That's right.
Why are restaurants essential? And I'm not saying these places shouldn't be open. They should be open. Everybody should be open.
They're all essential. Ari, I'm a small business owner. They're all essential.
Exactly. Who's the government to decide who's essential and who's not?
It's not. And I think that's really the injustice that's happened when it comes to COVID. And really what we've seen is literally, and this is even under the past administration, what we've seen, Ari, is literally the government picking winners and losers. You know, I'm a conservative, and I love what the Trump administration did and what Trump himself did, although I think more could have been done in this particular area, and I realize we left it up to the states, and that's the way that our country works. But we've had states that literally, in my opinion, have been just draconian in their measures. We in Colorado being one of those where, you know, we're now seeing here in Colorado, Ari, just, you know, business after business, as you start driving by, they're boarded up. One of our biggest shopping centers in the Denver metro area, Belmar, it's called, it's in bankruptcy as we speak right now because of COVID and people not being able to pay rents and so on. And I believe this is just the tip of the iceberg.
I think if you go to downtown Seattle and you go look at Denver, you're going to see very similar situations with tons of these stores closed. And you would think that the government would have figured out by now, the local governments would have realized that they're not getting that tax revenue anymore.
You know what, though, Ari, I don't think, you know, I thought through this a lot. And in the beginning, I would have said that. But really what I think has happened is, you know, these guys have been promised by all their Democrat friends in Congress and the Senate that they're going to get a bailout, which, by the way, is being worked on. And frankly, Ari, that's the problem right now we've got with the system is they don't care whether that tax revenue comes in or not because they're waiting for a big old tax check that you and I are still writing to come their way.
100%. It seems like all they do in Congress these days is tweet and then sign these massive stimulus or omnibus bills and then yell about it one way or the other afterwards. I don't think we have a functional government right now. That seems to be all they do. They think their job is to tweet, and instead they're letting everybody else suffer.
Yeah, and to your point, these bailouts, in my opinion, are not helping anyone. In fact, they're hurting future generations. You know, my kids and grandkids are going to be the ones, great-grandkids probably, Ari, at this point, are going to be, you know, paying this stuff back and, you know, paying this debt back that we're now incurring as a country. And the reality is we would have to do any of this if we just open things back up again.
Right, exactly. But you know that this is really just a push to say, oh, well, now we can go to universal income.
Right.
That's really why they keep pushing this, because if they get people used to it enough, then they'll say, hey, you know what, getting checks from the government isn't so bad. Yeah, let's try it.
I'm afraid that you're correct. I really hope that you and I both are wrong and that doesn't come, although if we don't have some sort of a massive change, it really in 2022, to fend that off, that you're exactly right. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think we don't have that much more time, because think of how many executive orders were signed in the first week, the second week of the presidency. I think they're trying to get done as much as they possibly can in the meantime.
No, you are 100% correct. That's exactly what they're doing. And I'm so tired, by the way, just as a side note here, I'm so tired of all of these science believers, and yet you and I are not. Well, actually, I'm a data believer. In my opinion, Ari, this has nothing to do with science. It has to do with the numbers, and the numbers don't justify what we've done.
Exactly right. Everybody's acting like it has a 99.8% death rate, and instead it's quite the opposite. Now, don't get me wrong. I know people who have died from this. I know people who have been hospitalized from this, and you have to protect
it's real. You and I, neither one are saying this isn't real, but how we're handling it is a travesty.
Right. Look at what's going on in Florida. Ron DeSantis, Governor Ron DeSantis, has said from the beginning, we're going to protect the people who need to be protected, but we're going to let everybody else live their lives. And I bet you California would give anything to be Florida right now.
Yeah, and yet there's still people out there. I looked at the tweets today that, you know, DeSantis had his news conference today because all the left and the lefties are up in arms about the boat parade that went on today for the Buccaneers, and nobody was wearing a mask and nobody was social distancing, and on we go. And of course DeSantis comes right back and just says, you know what, if this was a riot or a protest or a celebration for Joe Biden, I wouldn't have to be here speaking to you.
Exactly right. We saw in Seattle all summer, it's okay to have an armed occupation of the city, which takes over six city blocks, where people aren't wearing masks or protesting every night or rioting against the police department. But don't you dare have a 4th of July festival. How dare you go to a baseball game? That's what we're looking at here. And you can't do that because people see through the hypocrisy. And what happens when, God forbid, something worse happens than COVID? People aren't going to believe it, because right away they're going to say, you lied to us last time. Why should we listen to you this time?
Yeah, that's a big fear that I have, Ari, is as we move down the road, what you just said, I mean, let's face it, there will be other things. We live in a fallen world. There will be other things that come along that are far worse than what we just went through. And in that case, people should be paying attention and should be believing what's being said. But I'm afraid when we get to that point, because of this disaster, literally, that's what I'm calling it, this disaster that we've been through for literally the last 12 months, there'll be more non-believers the next time around.
Yes, 100%. And I think we're on the exact same page about this. And people really need to look at the data. And unfortunately, it was politicized, just like the death of George Floyd. I think everybody was on the exact same page saying, this is wrong, this is awful, this shouldn't have happened. And instead of us saying, okay, let's pass legislation or let's do something about it, they decided to politicize everything about it. Mm-hmm. Same thing with COVID. Okay, this is a danger. We have to protect people. And instead, they politicized it. It's just thing after thing, because it becomes a club to hit your opposition with rather than something you actually want to solve.
Yeah, no, this was the most politicized virus in world history, to the point where they, in my opinion, they used it as a tool for an election. I know there's folks on the other side that would disagree with me, but I think I can prove, even through the data and what happened in the media and big tech and so on, that no, they literally took a virus, politicized it, and used it as a political tool to win an election.
Well, actually, you don't even need to prove it. All you got to do is point them to Time Magazine's article that came out on Friday.
Very well said.
About fortifying the election. It wasn't that they were confessing to what they did. They were bragging about it.
I talked about this in a podcast we do, Ari. This was their victory lap, like you would see a race car driver at NASCAR run around the track at the end, waving the victory flag. This is what this article was.
Exactly right. And it's scary to read it, because here's the thing. What if Republicans take that and use the exact same game plan because they think that they won't win an election unless they do that? Then what do the Democrats come up with next? Then what do the Republicans do to respond?
Right.
It's just like impeachment. It just goes on and on. Is it going to become the new tool? You don't like somebody, you just go to impeach them as opposed to rally up your base against them.
I have a really dumb question, though, after reading that article, Ari, and that would be, why would you be dumb enough to publicize your game plan?
Because they probably have more and they already think they've won. In Washington State, this is the new system. When I read it, it was everything that goes on in Washington State regularly. It was nothing new for us.
Right.
Ballot harvesting isn't
illegal. Here, too. We have the same thing in Colorado. We're exactly like you guys are there. It's no different.
Exactly. You know, they pass the pot law first, and then everything else goes the same.
Right.
So it's just it's a game plan that they're now going to push out across the country, and people just aren't paying attention. People have to realize they have to get involved at the local level. If they don't get involved in the local level, this is what happens when you don't have a hand on the wheel.
Yeah, and you know, and my answer back, and you know, folks have asked me, you know, what's the right response to this, and my answer back is, you know, we have to play the game better than they are. They just gave us the playbook, so. To what you said a moment ago, as much as I would hate to say that, yeah, we got to go back and fight harder than the last time around, or we're not going to win.
Yep, exactly right. And I think that I'm very concerned that they don't realize that when the pendulum swings, the other side is going to start playing the same game. And then how much more does this get ratcheted up? It's just going to become a ping pong ball that keep bouncing back and forth, but then they're going to start lighting it on fire. That's the problem. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the only cure to all of this is, of course, we've got to go back to in-person voting. And I don't ever want to see we get to the point where you have to have an ink print on your thumb to prove that you voted. But you know where I'm headed with this. At some point, we've got to have proof that there's actually a living, breathing, registered voter that's a citizen of the United States of America that's of proper age that's now voting and not this nonsense we have right now.
Exactly, and there's for in-person voting. There's ways to show that happens. By mail, it is so susceptible to fraud, and we've seen it in Washington State. We've seen it across the country. We saw it in Wisconsin, and the problem with the Trump administration was they were so busy fighting the battles that weren't them. They missed all the ones that were.
Ari, you and I are exactly on the same page, and I've taken heat even on my show. I've been called a lefty, a rhino, you know, wishy-washy, which, by the way, is about as far, as you can tell from talking to me, is about as far from the truth as it could be. But I also know where we made mistakes. I was willing to point those mistakes out, and what you just said is so true, and that's something that we cannot allow to have happen again in the future.
Yep, 100%.
Which also leads me to, really quick, the impeachment that we're going through right now, which I did see that Donald Trump was not happy about the first round and what happened yesterday and the way that he was represented. And frankly, if I was him, I would not be happy either.
No, I think that he wouldn't be. And the fact that look, this whole thing is a political farce. So I think he would have been better. You know what? Don't even show up and let's just take it to vote. And let's that's going to come out regardless of what anybody says.
Yep. No, fully agree. Ari, how do folks find you and find out more about what you got going on?
Thank you. They can find me on my pages, Ari Hoffman Official on Instagram and Facebook. They can find me at The Hoffather on Twitter, and they can find me at thepostmillennial.com. They can find my articles there.
Ari, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. You're welcome back anytime, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We'll come right back. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Get your free mortgage inspection analysis, whatever you want to call it, from Kurt. He'd love to talk to you. And if you've got any other thoughts on what you need to do mortgage-wise, give him a call today, 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hey, I just passed the guys from Frank down in the hall. They were doing their show, Shooting the Breeze, which is on Saturday starting at 2 o'clock. So tune in for that each and every week. In the meantime, if you need to buy anything, though, they've got you covered. They got good inventory. Go out to Franktown today. And, again, find them at klzradio.com or call 720-770-7777.
Learn how to shoot with confidence at Franktown Firearms. Head trainer Karen Murray goes above and beyond Colorado state requirements in every course, from basic to advanced to tactical, providing practical training for real-world scenarios. Although the state of Colorado does not require lane time for CCW courses, you will shoot on the range during every class at Franktown because Karen believes your defensive shooting skills require practice.
Classes are always small enough that everyone gets the instruction they need. For both members and non-members, the price of your class includes gun rentals, and the team at Franktown Firearms always keeps ammo in stock for you to purchase. Bring your own gun or rent one for no extra charge so you can try before you buy. Members receive a discount on all classes. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Barb with the United Way of Weld County said, "We are very happy with the copiers we currently have, and your customer service is exceptional. Doug is a great technician and is always prompt in coming out whenever we have a problem with one of our copiers. Thanks again for your wonderful partnership and customer service. I'm glad we are working with you." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
GIA Insurance shops the entire market for the right plan at the best price. So they must be more expensive, right? Wrong! All of that valuable market research comes as a free benefit to you from Paul and his team at GIA. Get more without paying more.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, the National Crawford Roundtable tonight. We will be talking, really talked a lot about that article that Ari and I were just talking about a moment ago in Time Magazine. So I'll recap that now for you. Just, I only have 4 or 5 minutes that I'll recap that. But literally, that article is I look at it this way. I know others may not, but I look at it as basically a big brag. They basically went into this article, talked about all of the things that they knew they needed to do heading into an election, heading into the 2020 election, I should say. Much of it had to do with the fear of Donald Trump. Now, in their eyes, it was a fear of him somehow stealing the election, which, by the way, I don't think was any kind of a threat whatsoever. They knew that the American public was the majority for him. And they knew what they had to do to sway just enough voters to head to their side. Now, a lot of you disagree with me. You think that, you know, Donald Trump won handily and had enough votes and so on. And I'm not getting into that debate today. If you read this article, I think you will understand more of where I've been coming from for the past couple of months. Because, frankly, this article sheds some light onto some of the things that even I have said recently in regards to how they won. And believe me, it wasn't just Dominion voting machines. In fact, I will tell you that that had very little to do with it. What happened, and the reason why they won this last election, at least when it comes to the Electoral College and so on and so forth, is they had a better game plan. Bar none. They had leadership. They got people on the same page that typically wouldn't be. They figured out how to form different groups to not only lobby for states to change their voting laws, but they accomplished that. So not only did they have leadership that made that stuff happen, but they got together and actually passed the laws and change the things needed to have it in their favor. They knew that was the only way they were going to win the election. Now, Trump said these things publicly, which I will give him kudos for. Unfortunately, he didn't have enough game plan on the backside to figure out how to beat this. And yes, that I will fault him for, or his campaign. And I've said many, many times, had he had a different campaign director that really understood what was going on, I think Donald Trump would have won. This article even talks about how they barely won, that they squeaked this one out. That, in fact, at the 11th hour, there were some things that they were doing behind the scenes to get certain officials, elected officials, on their side to rule in favor of this election, to certify it. Also talks about how big business, who had for the most part been in the Trump camp, that because of, by the way, I believe this was all staged last summer, we talked about this even, that because big business was so afraid of a Donald Trump victory and what would happen in the streets if he won and what that would do to disrupt business, that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, among others, went on the side of Joe Biden after the election to dispel all of the election fraud claims and move forward. It's all in this. It's all in the article. It's out there for the public to read, folks. I'm not telling you anything that's not in the article. And these are not my words. These are theirs. They literally had a better game plan, bar none. If we're going to win future elections, we're going to have to play the game better than they just did. And by the way, they gave us the playbook on what they did to make this happen. And to give them credit, they had some folks that were extremely intelligent, extremely smart, did a lot of things to work this out to the point that they won. By the way, included in their game plan was, how do we get big tech on our side to suppress some of the things that are coming out in regard to election fraud, and so on? How do we get big tech on our side? There is millions, hundreds of millions of dollars donated, billions, by the way, of dollars donated to this effort to win this election. By the way, that didn't go to candidates. That went to organizations to form a grassroots effort to actually win the election. So, again, a lot of you got mad at me when I said that they actually won this thing by having a better game plan a few weeks ago. You got mad at me, called me a rhino and everything else. You owe me an apology, because I'm not, and I was right, and this article proves it. They won. We lost. We didn't have as good a game plan. It's that simple. And if we're going to win again in the future, we better learn how to play the game better, take what's in this playbook, and use it to our advantage. If we don't, we're done. So all of you that are infighting in the Republican Party right now, stop. You're not helping. You're actually making it worse. Go read the article. Sit back and figure out what we're going to do to combat this moving forward. That's how we're going to win, folks. The way we're doing it now, we're sunk. So you better change what you're doing. Read the article and figure it out. Purefoy Chevrolet is next, folks. And when it comes to buying a new car or truck, or a used car or truck for that matter, they've got you covered. Find it online at purefoychevrolet.com. You can shop there, look at all the deals, and you even buy the car that way if you'd like. You can literally do it to the point where you don't even have to go to the dealership other than to sign papers. So it can all be done. Purefoy Chevrolet, 303-659-8311. It's online again at purefoychevrolet.com.
Going into the showroom at Purefoy Chevrolet, one of the things that struck me is that the people that work there, they're just regular people. You talk to the guy that's helping you, and you get the sense of, this is just another person. He wants to help me. He wants to make sure that I get the right car. He's asking the right questions, but without being pushy. I just get a sense that he's really invested in what I need to find for my family and for me.
Rolly Purefoy is not somebody who would ever brag about himself, but he has an incredible history with Chevrolet, and that's why he cares about those vehicles so much. He's actually been a test driver for some of the models, and he's even had some input in the design. If you just ask Rolly some questions about his history, he has the most fascinating stories. He's one of those owners who will just chat with you like an ordinary person. He's just one of those people you really need to meet. I would highly recommend Purefoy Chevrolet. They're a really remarkable group of people.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Loveton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Just a few seconds left of today's show. Thanks for listening. By the way, again, if you missed the first hour, you'll have to catch it via podcast. The National Crawford Roundtable will follow me at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Rachel Keene will join me, conservative mama. We've got a lot to talk about, climate change being one of those things. Steve House should be able to join us. We're going to talk about Denver City Council, some of their housing changes. And then we're also going to talk about alternatives to the social media platform. So we'll have that tomorrow as well, along with several guests as well. Enjoy your night. God bless you guys. Take care. Be safe. We'll see you tomorrow. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.